During the 1940s, 534 of these ships existed. Today, only three sail the waters. Their past and present are a testimony to the lives that won wars and built America. Today, we go aboard a piece of history on this edition of the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. On the docks of Tampa, Florida, you'll find the American Victory Ship. The vessel was designed to haul cargo during World War II.
The ship was built in June of 1945, towards the tail end of the war. It was built in, as we said, 55 days. It was one of, just so that you know, one of 534 of these built. It was loaded for the invasion of Japan, which did not happen. It was then redirected into the islands and served in the Philippines and in, off of Okinawa and some of their areas.
Bill Kuzmic shares the story from the American Victory Ship and Museum in Tampa. People often ask him why this ship is here.
A gentleman named Captain John C. Timmel, who's a Tampa Bay Harbor pilot, was at a convention up in Baltimore Harbor and was on a vessel called the John W. Brown, which is a Liberty ship out of Baltimore. Very similar, but it's the predecessor to the Victories. And he found out that they'd gotten this and that some were more available at the time. I went and chased it down.
Of 534 Victory ships, very few are left.
The American Victory is one of three ships left. It's one of two that are operational left. There's two in California.
Victory ships were often named after colleges and universities. This particular ship was named for American University. But the American Victory is more than a floating museum.
We are a fully functional ship. We try to do two cruises a year. Those cruises are relive history cruises.
The trip includes flyovers by vintage aircraft and demonstrations of how the ship operated during World War II. Traveling the countryside in Tampa, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.